the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila. So, I heard one of those sickening thumps that you talk about sometimes where somebody's head hits the concrete.
Ow! Where'd you hear this?
So, I was in the store with my son. We were waiting in line, and behind us were a pair of inept parents.
I was going to say, a pair of super hot twins.
No.
Making out and feeling each other up.
I mean, that'd be cool. But I have to explain some things to my son, I guess. But there was...
Sometimes twin sisters? Fuck. That's just the way it is.
I know. I've seen many a documentary on the subject. Mm-hmm. It's more prevalent than you think. But, you know, a man and a woman. And they had two children. They're standing in line. They're right there. You got one, like probably like a one-year-old in the, in the front sitting down, and you have one a little bit older sitting in the back, and you'd think, how could these kids get away from you? There's two parents right fucking there. Guess what? They're inches away from the kid, not paying a fucking attention. Kid gets up, head over heels, bam, head first right into the fucking, you know. The linoleum. I can't even say it.
Why are you shopping at the linoleum floor?
Well, you know what I mean.
The tile floor?
Yeah. The linoleum, I guess. But,
And the oak boards in the fancy store I go to.
It was Toys R Us. It is pretty fancy in there. But, yeah, man, like, head fucking first.
Do you have a concussion?
Who knows? And you hear that thump.
I'm getting the willies to think about it. I hate that noise.
Like, man, that is a sickening sound.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm just thinking, someone should call someone on you. Your kids are right fucking there. You're, like, you're literally inches away.
So what did the kid do?
Started crying.
Wow, pussy. Any times I've hit my head?
Nah, okay. I'm good. Yeah, fuck it.
Well, you know what? I'll give the kid that for crying, but sometimes you see kids, they fall, and you know they're not hurt at all.
You know what it is? It's the shock of it. Or sometimes they'll tell you, don't you react to it, because a kid will get hurt and you'll see them, nothing's going on, you know, okay, oh shit, I got hurt, you see that thought process going on, and then all of a sudden the mom runs, oh my god, baby, and then all of a sudden the kid starts crying.
So when I was at the zoo last month, there's like those sprinkler things that, you know, at zoos and stuff, they have like the water sprinkler people to stand under, like a mister.
Yeah.
So this little girl's on the mist thing. And her mom was, like, a little bit down this hill. And she was so... like, she was smiling ear to ear. So
the
happy.
The mom or the kid?
The kid.
Okay.
So the kid goes, all right, and starts running down the hill. And then trips over a, like, a sewer grate and falls on her face. She was fine, but I was like, that is life right there, girl. You'll be happy one minute, the next minute something will just fucking...
Yeah, life, you know what?
Sideswipe you.
It will fucking pull the rug right from under your happy dumb ass.
You'll be so happy. Oh, man, I'm getting... It's 90-degree day, and I'm feeling the cool...
Look at me! I'm in this great relationship! I love him so much! Yeah, I'm fucking one of your friends. Oh, shit, you get socked in the stomach. Yeah, that is life.
Look at this. Got a brand new car and a house and lost my job.
Well, bank's foreclosing on everything. I gotta move in back with my parents.
Loved ones die. Life is misery.
Yeah. Life is fucking horrible.
You're just waiting for that next fucking, thing to smack you in the
face.
Listen,
you know what?
Most people can block it out. Me, I just think about it all day.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. And I'm not saying go home and sit in the corner. You know, you gotta live your life, but understand this shit's gonna happen. Yep. You just have to be ready for it.
There's a freight train coming for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's up ahead. You can hear it. You hear that? You hear that sound?
Sometime it'll pass by. Look, oh shit, I got lucky.
That was close.
Missed me. Sometimes it nicks you. But eventually, at the end, head on.
Yeah.
We're a motivational podcast now.
You know what commercials I hate? Because I'm always thinking about this stuff.
What's that?
The ones that show people's whole lives, like they show a young guy, he's got like his starter car, like, and then he gets married, And then he has kids, and he moves up to like SUV, and all of a sudden he's old and he's driving around in a Miata because that's his old man car he got to relive his youth. I'm like, fuck you, life was fast enough. I don't need to be reminded.
You see a lot more commercials than I do. Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Well, they always have those ones of people like getting older.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the ones where like the girl's a little girl and they show her in elementary school, in high school, graduating at her prom, and next like. Hey, Grandpa, like, fuck off. Because I think about this all the time, how quickly
life
goes.
That is true. We don't need to be reminded we'll be dead at some point.
It just... And I know it's an obsession. I probably should go to a shrink. If I could afford a shrink, I'd go. Because it's not healthy to be thinking about this stuff all the time.
Eh,
it's probably not healthy to totally not think about it, but there's got to be an in-between somewhere.
Yeah, you know what? I'm always knowing that you have a problem means you don't have a problem, so you're fine.
You think? Yeah. Well, like, I always just think about, like, like, when I look at, like, I'm always watching old stuff, like, old video. I'm like, think about this. The day you were born, there was a guy exactly your age, and he was born before World War II.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just crazy. It's like... That's not even that, like...
That's not that long. I mean, that's not a huge length of time.
Nope.
You are right.
It's sad.
So let's all go home and kill ourselves.
And I see stuff like people living their lives in like 1975, and like, they're dead now. They're done. They're in the same spot we were.
Well, they might be dead, might not.
But whatever.
I mean, not everyone.
Well, whatever. Whatever the equivalent is, that are dead now, they were 30-something at one time, and... Yeah, look, I still got...
Yeah, everyone who's ever been on the planet has been... And who is dead now, they were young at some point.
But I'm saying, like, they were thinking, hey, I got another 50 years left, I'm good, and then now they're dead. That's what we're saying. Like, I can't get over that. Like, yeah, it seems like I have a long time left, but first of all, you could die at any minute. You never fucking know.
Well...
That freight train's coming.
I don't... As you know, you think about it all the time, and I never think about it.
I mean, you can eat as healthy as you want, exercise every day, people still fucking die.
Yeah. I mean, how many athletes just dropped at a heart attack?
You're just hedging your bet a little bit. That's all you're doing.
Yeah.
You're still going to get in a car wreck.
And hell, it might not even fucking matter. That's why those people drive me crazy. The fucking vegans and all these assholes with their theories about eating. They look down on everyone who goes to McDonald's. So, like, it doesn't fucking matter.
It's funny because I don't
know... If what you're doing is actually helping, if it's even doing anything.
From what
anything.
I've read, if you are one of those people who lives to 100, it's mostly
it's
all genetic.
I know.
It has nothing to do with
I know that.
Eating. And they always
but
go to
all
the,
these
they
assholes.
Always ask these people, like, and Tim Gunderson is 112. What's the secret?
I drink a bottle
He's
of whiskey
like,
and...
well, every day, I like to jerk off. And then drink my cum.
They always say that to a T. All of them.
They're always like, I take a teaspoon of honey a day. I do this a day. Like, it's a coincidence.
Yeah.
It's a
and
total
you know what?
Coincidence.
You never hear one of those old guys who's 110 say, I eat two cups of kale. And no, they just do regular normal shit.
Yeah.
It's just, you happen to live that long. Oh, these assholes who are, the health nuts and just drinking some kind of green concoction every day and that's all you drink. I mean, maybe you'll live long, maybe you won't. It kind of has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you can still get cancer. A lot of cancers have nothing to do with, except that it's just a genetic defect.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of the big time cancers like colon cancer and stuff like that, they say is
you don't catch cancer.
Yeah, it's not caused by anything. It's just
I mean, some of it
somewhere
you know.
In your DNA, it's written in there that you're gonna get it. You're just
you've been smoking for 50 years.
Nah,
as you say, you had your bet in that way. Increase your chances.
Now you could be like Angelina Jolie and just get rid of all your organs. Like I think she's just a pile of skin and bones now.
No, she's just a head. Like in Futurama.
Well, she could get brain cancer. She should get rid of her brain.
She really should. She might have some years back. They just never reported on it.
Because she's like, they're like, well, you got some of the markers that you have a 50% chance of getting breast cancer.
Fuck it. Lop them off.
Get rid of them. Ooh, you know what? You have some of the markers you might get over. Get rid of it.
I mean, yeah, that is a little extreme. But, whatever. Her choice. Fuck it.
I hate to have ill will towards someone, but I hope she still gets cancer just to prove a fucking point.
How fucking dare you? You hate to have ill will? That's more than ill will. You know what? I don't appreciate that kind of hate.
I just want everyone to learn a lesson. That getting rid of
her lesson is going to be dying of cancer.
She would die. You could live from cancer. Plenty of people do.
No, Mike, not at her age. She's old.
If Mark got cancer, how would he? Would you suddenly get super depressed, or would you be one of those fighters?
I'd start boxing.
But, you know, would you be like, I'm going to fight this thing? Or you'd just be like, well, goodbye.
No, I mean, you have to fight it. I'm not a fucking quitter. Well, I mean, what are you going to... Like I say, you're going to just sit down?
Well,
sit down and wait to die?
You don't have the money to actually fight it.
Yeah, you figure something out.
You're going to be in serious debt.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt.
Yeah.
What's worth more, life or you know...
So I'll be in debt. Odds are I'm not going to live to pay them back anyway.
Well, it depends what cancer it is. There's some cancers that are highly treatable, but still pricey. Pancreas. That's one of the bad ones. Prostate cancer, very treatable. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Lymphoma. You just got to hope it doesn't go anywhere else. Luckily, there's not a lot of cancer in my family, so hopefully...
Yeah, you know what? I don't even...
But you never know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know of anyone in my family that's ever had cancer, but there's a lot of my family that I don't know.
Plenty of people died at a young age from heart disease and strokes, but not cancer.
Yeah. So,
I don't know what's better. Because I think cancer, at least you can fight it. A heart attack, it just happens a lot of times. Now, there's probably telltale signs before that.
Oh, there are, but they're so commonplace that you don't even really think about
it. My arm's always hurting. I'm like, shit. Like, yesterday, my hand was all numb. I think it's because the way I sit at work. I have my arm up on my desk.
Well, you need an ergonomic specialist to come in there and work with you.
Yeah, or I was thinking getting one of those squeezing balls.
Those tension balls.
Because if I do that all day, maybe it'll help.
Ooh, they have the squeezing ones, and then they have the two metal ones where you kind of just, twirl around in your hand.
I don't
have
the squeezing one. Then when I get angry, stuff like...
Ooh, no, get the two metal ones. That way, when you get angry, it's more pronounced because when you squeeze it, they fucking shatter.
Yeah.
Because they're so strong.
You know what I was thinking about? I probably talked about this before. Again, I have a lot of depressing thoughts, but I was thinking about... It's not really depressing, but... I was thinking about...
It makes me happy.
All the little things in your that happen in your life that change things, that you wouldn't even really... At the time, think anything of it, but then when you look back, you're like, wow.
That was a big turning point.
It really changed everything in my life.
Yeah. I mean, there's big events.
Not even big events.
I mean, you're thinking of little events.
Both.
I mean, big events are obvious.
I was thinking about my friend, I forget his name. He was my good friend.
Really good friend.
In elementary
school.
Super
good.
He lived the street behind me. He was this Indian boy. I've talked about him before.
Ahmed.
I remember he used to bathe as a sister. I thought that was weird. But I didn't have a sister, so I didn't know what was weird and what wasn't weird. So.
It's a time save for the parents. I gotta give these kids a fucking bath. Yeah. We're doing it to take
anyways,
together. Fuck
at
it.
Some point, we were, we hung out every day. We talked on the bus and everything. We were in the same grade up until I got held back. That's the kid I told that, listen, man, I'm gonna be back in your grade in no time. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna work hard.
Even though I just got held back for being lazy and not really caring about school, I'm going to work extra hard and get moved up a grade. That's how small I'm going to be.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure that worked out well.
Yeah, no, it didn't. Yeah. But anyways, I think his name was Tom or something. I forget.
Tom.
I really don't remember. He'll come back to me. Anyways, he moved away in fourth grade or something. I was thinking, if he would have lived in the same neighborhood my whole life, how would have things changed? Would we have grown apart? Because who knows little kids can get along because there's not, you have a lot more in common when you're a little kid.
Yeah, it kind of doesn't matter. You could just...
Little kids kind of blend together. They all like
you
sort of
meet
the same
a little
stuff.
Kid. Hey, you're my best friend now. Okay. And now we're best friends.
Yeah, and you probably do watch the same shit on TV and...
Play video games.
But as you get older, now you're 12 or 13 and one guy's into playing sports and you're like, I don't like sports. I like this.
I like football. My people like soccer.
Or I like playing Dungeons and Dragons or whatever.
Yeah.
And or these days, computer games. And it's like... But I mean... Would we still be friends? I don't know.
You kind of went off track about your life-changing
thing.
That's
what I'm saying. What would have happened in my life if we were to stay best friends?
Yeah, your life would be different. You would have met different people. You would have been hanging with him. It'd be very different.
I always think about, what if I didn't get held back in third grade? What if I would have went in that same court? Like, what if anything changed?
Yeah. I was held back too. So, well, guess what?
But
the people everyone I ever went to high school with after grade six, I wouldn't have went to high school with them. That would have changed a lot.
And the same, it wouldn't have changed that much for me because I didn't have a lot of like really close school friends. And the ones I did weren't really, like, I didn't meet them in classes or anything. They were just kind of around. Like the one guy I met at the summer school program in elementary school, Mike Abraham.
And then Mike Abraham.
And then we kind of like were acquaintances the rest of high school. Like then as soon as high school ended, that was it.
Let me tell you something. If I were not held back in the sixth grade, there would be, you know, Hot Shot Whiz Kids show.
You think so?
I know so. Because we became friends from a mutual friend, and I would not have met that guy had I not been held back. We wouldn't be in the same grade together. Mm. That would have been it. I wouldn't have my son. My life, if I wasn't held back, my life would be totally different. Would have been a complete different direction.
Oh yeah, your son's completely my fault.
Like, because, you know, he's actually yours.
Well, listen,
we don't tell people that, but, you know, I technically can't get an erection.
Yeah.
Sometimes Mike helps me out.
Yeah,
I make all my women wear blindfolds, and he comes in, and he takes care of it.
I've seen movies like that before.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's rare, but it happens, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. Hey.
Listen, so if I didn't get a job at McDonald's, the show wouldn't be existing either.
Yeah, look, there are so many, you're right, there's so many little things that just totally change your life. Like, oh, I got a job at fucking McDonald's. I filled out an application.
Or if I decided that mutual friend we don't talk to him was an asshole, I couldn't just never talk to him.
Yep, that's life, man. Life is a bunch of tiny little choices
that you think are
innocuous, but meanwhile, they have a huge impact.
That's the weird thing, is like when you do make these decisions, you never you don't know.
So, yeah, you don't know if this tiny decision is a nothing or it's an everything.
And you think about it too, like in the movies, everyone wants to know like soulmates and shit, but a lot of times when you start dating when you start dating someone, you probably never really think like 5 years from now, I'm going to be married with three kids with this person.
Well, that's a man-woman thing. Chicks, you know, they as soon as they start dating a guy, they're dreaming about the wedding. You know that's true.
Maybe, if they like the guy. But sometimes, when people get together, it's not always like, I really like this. Sometimes it's just like, oh, they're okay, I guess.
You know,
next thing you know, you've been hanging out for 6 months, and then a year, and then 4 years. You're like, what the fuck happened?
There are these sad kind of relationships.
Dude,
that just,
I'm telling you, it's not sad. It's the majority of relationships happen.
You don't think they're sad, though? Let me say my piece. I think it's sad just because, like, maybe this girl's not even really, or the guy, they're not really into each other that much, but they just kind of don't want to be alone, so they just kind of get together, and they just kind of, you know, as you said, time moves on.
I guess
it's 3 years later, and we never really liked each other that much, but you know what? We're content. We're good. That sounds sad to me.
Well, the thing is, I don't think are a lot of people thinking, well, I'd rather not be, this is better than being alone, or is it just, like I said, you start hanging out, and next thing you know, it's a routine, and it's like, okay, it's been 2 years. I mean, the years go flying by.
They do.
It's just insane.
Did you know I'm actually 12?
As quickly as the last 5 years have gone, it's like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
I can't believe, yeah. Like, we just started this podcast.
Yeah. So I was online the other day, and we've talked about this before, how everyone online is...
You know what we talked about before? How you always say. I probably said this before. You say that a lot.
You know why I say that? Because it's like a... Because I feel like in my head, I'm
get
self-conscious that people are like, they already talked about this shit.
I get self-conscious
too. They think they've never even talked about this before. Look at them. They think it's a brand new topic.
We need to stop saying that because I'm the same way. I get self-conscious like, shit, I know I've said this stuff before. I've told this story before. Meanwhile, it was 3 years ago, but I still said it before because
I don't see
our show in that kind of time frame. It's like, oh, I know, it's been over 5 years.
I
just know what
we
talk about.
I have older episodes in my iPod that come up on Shuffle, and occasionally I listen to them, and I'm like, I feel like we just did this show the other day, and then I'll check to see what number it is. I'm like, that was 3 years ago?
Now, meanwhile, when I listen to other shows, like, you know, you listen to Howard Stern or Adam Carolla, they say the same shit all the time. And they don't say, yeah, I know I've said it before. They just fucking talk. And, you know, yeah, and sometimes I'm sick of it. I'm like, all right, Adam, I know, man. I could tell you that story.
Yeah.
So you just talk.
Anyways, I know I said this before, like 5 seconds ago, but the people on the internet, those fuckers, everyone's so successful on the internet. Internet commenters and on Facebook. I saw a guy, I think it was on Twitter, apparently in the debate that everyone watched that I didn't the other day.
Yeah, you know what I'm...
Well, I'm not Republican. What the fuck do I care?
I'm not watching anything.
What, am I watching training camp of a team I don't give a shit about? Anyway, so they said somebody... I don't know. Somebody mentioned living paycheck to paycheck. And somebody on Twitter said, I don't think anyone living paycheck to paycheck is watching CNN. Which is the fucking dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I mean... One, it seems like everyone on the internet is a liar anyway.
So they got $20,000 just sitting in the bank? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, like what's...
We talked about this...
Just talk, man.
But most people... The percentage of people that have $20,000 or plus in the bank is so slim.
Yeah.
Come on.
Even people who make good money live paycheck to paycheck.
The definition of paycheck to paycheck, according to Google, is... An expression used to describe an individual who would be unable to meet financial obligations if unemployed because of his or her salary is predominantly devoted to expenses.
Yeah.
So who the fuck?
That's everyone. That's 90% of people.
That's 100% of the people I know. 100%. There is no one I know
even if you're making,
who could quit their job and live for a year.
Let's say you're making really good money, then you lose your job. Oh, shit. I just bought this house. I just got this new car. And can you pay for that shit? Do you have money in the bank to pay for all that?
Everyone's buying...
For like the next 6 months while you find another job?
Nobody
Probably
buys
not.
Their car straight up. They all do it on fucking financing or leasing.
Yeah, everyone's leasing.
And even rich people do that because it's smarter.
Yeah,
you don't want to buy a car.
It's cheaper anyway. Unless you're some kind of car collector.
Yeah. But these new cars aren't going to be worth anything.
Yeah.
Anyways, so...
So that's everyone.
So this guy on the internet is claiming that...
This guy on the internet has 50 grand in the bank so that if he loses his job, he's fine.
If he gets fired tomorrow, I'll say... Well, this is what I'll say is the definition.
He's fine for a couple of years.
You can live... Well, we'll say 6 months.
Yeah.
That's about how long it takes to get a new job.
Yeah.
Probably. If you have a really good paying job, it's probably going to take you a while to get a new job.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, you can get a shitty job making half of what you were making. But, you know, if you're making really good money, guess what? You're going to want another job where you make equal to or more than. Or, I mean, maybe you'll take a little bit of a cut.
So how much do you need in 6 months? I mean, it depends on how big
Again,
your nut is.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's different. Do you have a home? Are you paying for cars? Or are you just a renter?
Well,
do you have a family? Are you by yourself?
We'll say this guy's got pretty good money. He makes pretty good money. He's making $4,000 a month. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Listen, if he's making that much money, his nut is huge.
Well, it's still under $50,000 a year.
He has a big nut. His balls are big.
But whatever. So he's got enough for whatever 4,000 times 6 is? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking know. 4,006? That's
$30,000. Or, I mean, $20,000.
Four and six. What's four times six, dude? It's 24.
So 24? Yeah, it's like I said, $20,000.
Yeah, there's a difference between 20 and 24.
$24,000.
No, you're whatever.
Well, I went up to 10. And
all right, all right.
Anyways, so yeah, so this guy's got $27,000 in the bank.
I can't multiply six times four. But yeah, I know. Well, that's like I said. Everyone's on the internet's a liar. I could go on the internet right now and claim like, listen, I had a small startup business and I sold it to another company and I made a quick $2.4 million and you know I'm just relaxing right now. I'm weighing my options, see what I'm gonna do. Maybe I'll start another business.
I want to know how many people in the United States right now have 10 grand or more in the bank. And that's in their savings, like not in their checking, in their savings that they don't touch.
Yeah, that's not like I'm using that to live. That's like that's just there.
And by the way, you have that much money and you buy a house, you're gonna have to use at least half of it to get the down payment. So, I mean, you hear about these people.
Yeah, you know what? I couldn't even tell. It's a small percentage. I mean, yeah, there's some people like you know what? they're smart with their money. Maybe they have they're married. They have two incomes in the home.
But even if you make $200,000 a year, how quickly can you save up that much? Because you're gonna have a pretty. If you make $200,000 a year, you're not gonna have a $40,000 house. You're not gonna be driving around in a Chevy Spark, a 2004 Chevy Spark. No, you're gonna have a Mercedes. Or some fancy truck.
Yeah, you're going to be leasing nice cars. You're going to have a nice home in a nice neighborhood.
You're going to probably have landscapers and a nanny. You're going to have all this shit. How do you save up with that? I don't understand.
You don't.
Because they say the higher the income goes, people are the higher the debt to income goes.
Now, let me tell you, that tells you that all those other people are liars. Because in every study, the government says that Social Security... it's going to run out. It is a big problem. No one is fucking saving. Everyone's going to turn 65, and instead of using Social Security as a supplement, as it's designed, that's going to be your sole source of income. So everyone's going to be fucking screwed. That's everyone on all economic levels.
Listen, I have like $112 in my 401k right now.
You'll be fine.
And come January, my work is going to double that. 2% taken out of every one of my checks. So
see?
There you go.
You don't have to worry. Now, the rest of us.
Actually, my company matches it, so I might up my percentage.
They usually do. They match it like 4%, and then they'll like.
I think it's up to 4%, but I'm not going to take out that much.
You know what? Honestly, you should, because you don't even notice it.
You don't know. I would notice it. If 60 cents was missing from my check, I'd be like, well, guess my kids aren't eating this week.
Really, though, it's a lot smarter because they match it, so it's like double. You know, it's a lot smarter to just whatever they're willing to give for free, fucking take it.
Yeah.
A lot of places they do, we match 4%, and then on the 5th percent, we'll match half. So, like, just fucking do it. And then after a while, that's just what your check is. And then, you know, it starts building up, and, you know, you're good.
Yeah, and I did a more aggressive thing, too.
You beat up your boss.
No, the more aggressive 401k plan. We should become a
money managing
the two worst people with money ever. It should be a money cast.
I know. We
should. Well, I think if you're gonna get stocks, this is a good time to get stocks and bonds because
those who can't do
the Fed is gonna be raising interest rates in the next several months, and I believe that.
And don't get me started on the Nikkei market, okay? The foreign market is very unstable. I recommend staying away from it. Yeah, I mean, you can make a gamble, and maybe you'll win. But guess what? It's gambling.
Crude oil is at its lowest levels in years. They're saying the gas prices are going to fall well below $2 a gallon.
Exactly. And, start throwing away your cars. It's going to be worthless.
What?
I don't know. It's talking nonsense.
I'm looking forward to cheap gas again.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know what they do? They just raise the prices on it. I mean, they say, oh, it's going to go down low, but you know when they want to raise it, they can raise it. They just stop production.
No, there's a surplus right now.
Yeah, so they stop production, and then that surplus runs out, and then the prices go up again.
No, you're not listening. I read that the Saudi Arabia, wherever where we get our oil, they don't want to cut down on production for some reason. They're just like, nope. And now that we're pals with Iran with this new agreement or whatever, where we let them make bombs to kill everybody.
All right, I'll let you make nuclear bombs, but...
just don't use them. But anyway...
Oh, no, very good. That sounds good to me. Okay.
If they start giving us oil, too, it's going to be even cheaper.
Yeah, we'll see. Nothing ever really works out the way you plan it, so but we'll just have to see how shit turns out.
Listen, everything I plan kind of turns out exactly the way.
You know what? We should... wouldn't that be fun to have some kind of mock money management thing where, you know, we just give, like, fucking nonsense advice? And we would have to do a little bit of research.
Hey, guys, I got a...
stock tip for
you. It's like, you know, then we'd just be like, well, what you want to do is pay this bill late and... then you just pay the bills that you need to pay because you're going to get charged. If it's a bill you don't get charged late fees, then what you're going to want to do is pay that late. Like car insurance, you can pay late. Now, at a certain point, they're going to say you're going to cancel it. So don't pay after that date. But up until that date, you can pay it late, and they're not going
to
give you a
fee. I'm trying to think of the name. White Trash Finances. Yeah, sounds
good. Now, use your credit card to pay your insurance.
Your other credit card, too. Now, if you have more than one credit card, you can use them both to pay each other
off.
Now,
here's a tip. Make sure you use that almost maxed out card before they take the interest out. Because if you don't, you're not going to have enough on your card to pay your insurance.
Very true.
So what you're going to want to do is pay it as soon as possible in that window period where you pay your credit card, and in between that and when they take the financing out, the finance charges out, where it looks like you have more on your card, but you really don't. But you can still use it.
Know how to work the system before the system works you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got to work on this.
Maybe we could get like a money noise to come on there.
Cha-ching! I would have put a disclaimer in the front. It's like that if listening to us will most likely hurt you.
No, those money shows, they have disclaimers anyway.
Yeah.
They're always like, these are just opinions.
Yeah, well, I'll put that on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, these are my opinions. My opinions are fact, but it's still opinions. Anyway, HotShotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend. What?